Hello and welcome to Tales of the Prodigal's Elder Brother. I'm Mike Moore. Episode 5. How's that working out for you? So, I grew up like Esau, like the prodigal son's elder brother. I was born into a favored position that was supposed to be lucky and great, and I did pretty much everything I was told to pretty much all of the time. I went to church 5 times a week, I read my Bible every day, I prayed morning, noon, and night. When I was 12, my father offered me $20 to read the Bible cover to cover, the translation that was made in the 1600s, the time of William Shakespeare, that version. That's how I spent my 12th summer, working through all those begats. As to my childhood, I largely missed out on the TV, music, movies, and video games of the 70s and 80s, and grew up in a position of almost complete alienation from kids my own age, all in the name of being an example to them of how everyone should live. I didn't steal, I didn't lie, I didn't get drunk or try drugs, I didn't seduce girls, play doctor, vandalize, or even play my music loudly or skateboard around town. I didn't dress fashionably, use slang, swear, smoke, or do anything that was in any way dangerous, questionable, or interesting. While I was not doing all of these things, kids around me were having a lot more fun than I was. Certain church kids were smoking cigarettes or drugs, getting drunk at strip clubs, and getting into fights, and sitting up there, front row center, in church, pretty as you please, on Sunday morning, with no sign of the shame I'd have felt for even considering doing what they did as a matter of course. Church kids were trespassing and vandalizing things, hanging out in bars, and even going to movie theaters, hockey games, and concerts. I waited like Jonah for the wrath of God to be seen falling on these sinners who were cheating and having forbidden fun. I waited in vain. You see, he forgave them for all the things they did that were bad, and many of the things they did weren't actually very bad after all, it turned out in the end. Because of what I'd been taught, I expected to see these kids be less happy, or less spiritual, or less healthy, and definitely more screwed up than I was. I expected their lives to become what the older people at church called shipwrecked, full of crime and addictions and abuse. They were called backsliders and apostates, yet their lives worked out just fine in almost every case. More complications, maybe, not all fun, certainly, but a mixture of fun and pain, rather than just a whole lot of emptiness and nothing, and pain anyway, like I had. The fact of the matter is that I was the most screwed up one of all. I read my Bible daily, I went to church, I prayed constantly, I made constant attempts to write letters to winsome-looking church girls in an attempt to romance and make a girl my wife, instead of just getting drunk and having it off on the beach, in the bushes, or in the backseat of a car with girls from church or school, like other people were doing. I prayed continually to God about girls I liked, who ended up dating the more prodigal of the young men. Prodigals knew how to show a girl a good time. They were also more forgiving, and knew when it was time to celebrate. Many people my age gave some kind of agreement to the idea that the church lifestyle was a good one. Very few tried to actually make it work for them, though. I was one of the ones who actually tried to live it. This was supposed to work. This was supposed to give me inner joy and peace of a kind that no unsaved non-Christian person, or even a Christian person who was going on badly, could ever comprehend. This was supposed to make my life simple, to make it tick along like a train on a track, with God at the tiller, with only the occasional thing tossed in to test my faith. The fact is, by the time I was 17, my life was a completely empty, echoing, rotting shambles. I had no strong, healthy connections to other human beings, and I was seriously considering killing myself. It never occurred to me that I could and should have more of a life than I had. Certainly not that this was what God wanted me to have. For me, and many others like me, it was all about the not having and not doing stuff. I watched the best Christian girls of my generation marry ex-druggies, ex-convicts, alcoholics, converted date rapists, and even people who weren't Christians. I watched person after person have sex before marriage, marry their partner, or else not, and be forgiven by everyone in sight, even God, and go on to have lives filled with far more blessing than mine. I watched guys who used to delight in drunken fights and strip clubs and hockey riots become the youth pastors of their churches. I saw forgiveness for all, and blessing and success for many who seemed to have done nothing at all to deserve it. I really felt like I had nothing that needed forgiveness, Nothing except, of course, for being a jealous, bitter, disappointed shell of a person who liked to complain, loved to find fault, and who was incapable of delighting in the undeserved good fortunes of others. God had filled the world up with things that were designed to be enjoyed, to make people happy. I couldn't find a bit of happiness in any of it. There is little forgiveness in the world for a person like that. There were many lessons to be learned, and things didn't stay like that for me. That process of needing to change your whole life from the inside out, to explore new options and live a new way, that's not just for people who come to Christianity later on. That's for everyone, every day, not just that one time when you got saved. I became a lot happier once I started to understand why God was being so generous to these people who didn't seem to deserve it. It's something called grace.